From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Today, President-elect Barack Obama's inaugural committee announced plans to open the entire mall in Washington for the inauguration. Traditionally, parts of the mall have been closed off and used as a staging ground. This time, crowds will be able to stretch all the way to the Lincoln Memorial. In a moment, we'll hear more about D.C.'s preparations for January 20th.
First, the election of Barack Obama holds special significance for elderly African Americans. We're going to hear now about one Pittsburgh woman, a woman who was born before many blacks and all women had the legal right to vote, and she wants to witness the inauguration, where it's fair to say she'd be one of the oldest people in attendance. Reporter Ann Murray has her story.
Lillian Allen says she's pretty much seen it all in her 100 years on Earth. Nothing much surprised her until this past November.
I mean, who would have thought a black man would be president? Now, really, not in our lifetime.
Allen's grandfather was born on a slave plantation. She herself lived through years of racial segregation. Allen spent months talking up Mr. Obama in church groups. And on election day, she put on her walking shoes.
Good morning, good morning. We are here to see that you vote.
KDKA-TV followed Allen. She walked arm in arm with two helpers on her stroll around her hilly Pittsburgh neighborhood. On screen, the small ramrod straight Allen yells across the lawn at a guy on his front stoop.
Did you do it already?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Back in 1944, when segregation prevented her from teaching hairdressing in trade schools, she started her own beauty parlor. Even now, she still does the occasional client's hair in a room off her kitchen. On this afternoon, she's relaxing 8-year-old Amira Neal's curls. Allen says she used her old salon as a bully pulpit to get her customers to the polls.
I felt like if you let your voice be heard, maybe they'll hear it. So at that time, since I had the largest beauty shop in town, they sort of listened to me and I said something.
You get the feeling people have been listening to Allen's message of civic responsibility ever since, especially her grandson. He'll be at the Obama inauguration because he's a member of the Secret Service. Allen plans to ride an Acorn bus to the event. Her eyes twinkle when she admits she recently sent Mr. Obama a newspaper story about her 100th birthday and happened to mention her grandson will be protecting him on Inauguration Day.
And, of course, I'm hoping that through him maybe I'll get a chance to be a little closer to the ceremony.
Allen figures Barack Obama's ability to rise above the issue of race made him electable.
Because, I mean, there were other people before him, like Jesse Jackson, Shirley Chisholm. They all tried, you know. But the time was not ripe. And they didn't have the demeanor that he has, the charisma. And he does have it.
After Allen puts Amir under the dryer, she pulls out a letter that the Obama campaign sent to thank her for her contribution. She reads a well-thumbed passage out loud.
America is a place where anything we choose to dream together, anything for which we choose to work together, is possible.
And you believe that?
I do now.
Even though she's already 100, Allen says she plans to live a lot longer because she wants to see what will happen next. For NPR News, this is Ann Murray.